Well, now here's another story about football and finances, but this one also involves hot dogs, constitutional law, and the father of commentator Jake Halpern.
My father is a tenured constitutional law professor at the University of Buffalo. And for a while, he was also a street-side hot dog vendor. On Friday afternoons, when he was done giving a lecture on Marbury versus Madison or the Federalist Papers, he put on his hat, gloves, and polar parka and sold piping hot tube steaks in front of several snow-entrenched bars in downtown Buffalo. Admittedly, this was an odd second job for my dad to have. But his knowledge of the U.S. Constitution actually proved quite useful when it came time for him to defend his friend Harry Kelly and the city's other longtime hot dog vendors. For 16 years, come rain, sleet, snow, or wind, Harry Kelly had sold hot dogs on Abbott Road outside Ralph Wilson Stadium where the Buffalo Bills play. Many of Harry's longtime customers visited him before each game out of superstition to buy a few of his good luck dogs before entering the stadium and rooting for the Bills. Harry has never gotten rich from selling hot dogs, but like my dad, he came to rely on the extra cash that this job generated. Now, before I go any further, let me just say, Harry, my father, and I, like virtually everyone from Buffalo, we're rabid Bills fans. For us, the Bills represent the gritty, snowbound, hard luck spirit of the city. And I believe this is one of the reasons that Harry was so hurt when the Bills decided to drive him out of business. Basically, the team realized that it was losing money to vendors like Harry, and so it called upon Governor George Pataki to sponsor a law that would allow the county to remove these vendors from the sidewalk in front of the stadium. Once this law passed, the county forced the vendors to move to a remote location under the pretense that they posed a traffic hazard. "Your dad saw this for what it was," Harry later told me. "It was your basic David versus Goliath situation, and he was ready to join me in battle." My father began by doing what any hot dog vendor, who is also a constitutional law professor, would do. He claimed that the governor's new law violated the Due Process Clause of the United States Constitution by depriving Harry of his right to sell goods on publicly owned land. Several weeks later, my father and Harry appeared to make their case in a small-town court in Orchard Park, New York. The presiding judge generally ruled on speeding tickets and maybe an occasional DWI, but he listened patiently as my father encouraged him to invoke the highest law on the land and strike down a statute that appeared to do little else than line the pockets of an already wealthy business. The way my father saw it, the U.S. Constitution was not just a document meant for dusty textbooks. It was the only thing standing in between Harry Kelly's hot dog cart and the onslaught of far more powerful interests. Unfortunately, the judge didn't see it this way, and the law was upheld. Afterwards, both my father and Harry were devastated, a feeling that comes somewhat naturally to Bills fans. I was upset, too. For years I had swallowed the Bills' losses with an almost civic sense of pride, because I bought into the team's underdog identity with all my heart. But who was I kidding? The only underdog here was Harry Kelly. So this year, as the Bills make another ill-fated quest for the Vince Lombardi trophy, my father and I won't step foot inside that stadium. But we might just walk down Abbott Road to the distant outpost where Harry Kelly now vends and buy ourselves a few of his good luck dogs.
Jake Halpern lives in Boston. He's the author of the book Leaving Home.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.